Q Radio's Travel Talk with Travel Solutions, your award-winning local tour operator.
And welcome to another edition of Travel Talk. Robert Wilson's here from Travel Solutions. Good to see you, Robert.
Thank you very much.
Looking very tanned, I take it you've been away?
I was indeed. I was very lucky to be in the Costa del Sol, and the temperatures got as high as 38.
Yeah, well, we got that for one day here.
Oh, right.
That was the start we went to 30.
Oh.
So that was the start and the end of
summer. I missed our summer then. Is that what you're telling me?
You did for one day only. And I think maybe if we get one day a month, we'd be
well, that would be quite happy with that, yes.
So no doubt we'll be talking about the Costa del Sol in future programmes. But firstly, football and sport, and I mean the Euro was such a big success for us here, wasn't it?
The Euro was tremendous. I have to admit, I'm not a big football fan, but I think I was caught up in the football fever. I did. I was very, very lucky to be in France for three of the four games.
That's pretty amazing, isn't
it? I was working, inverted commas, but no, I did work, and we took over 2,000 guests, or football fans, I should
say. And were you in charge of all of them?
Well, no, there was not only myself. There was six of us actually took them.
I noticed you have a couple of extra friends.
Yes, exactly. But the atmosphere was electric, very unforgettable, and the fans were tremendous, and I don't think, to be honest, anyone will ever forget the trip. Yeah. I was very lucky. The only match I actually seen was the one where we won 2-0, and inside that stadium, I actually thought when they started doing the bouncy, I thought it was going to collapse the whole stadium.
Well, but it was
tremendous.
It brought the whole island together.
It really did.
North and south.
Indeed.
It was great, isn't it?
And as I said to you, it's an unforgettable experience.
Yeah. And the NINROI fans, I mean, they were loved universally by everybody.
When they went down, I have to admit, on the way back, I think they all lost their voices, because I've never heard them sing as much, but they were very well behaved. I must admit, I had no hassle at all from anyone on the whole trip.
Yeah, I can't believe we're talking about World Cup qualifiers for 2018.
There you are, you see, hot on the heels for Euro 218.
It feels such a long time
it
away,
does, but
it?
We're starting, as I say, we're on the road to Russia, so we're getting involved, and so why not join us again for the first match, which is Sunday the 4th of September, for the Czech Republic versus Northern Ireland.
Very good. Okay. Where is that on?
Well, we're flying, as I say, we're flying into Prague.
Uh-huh.
And the price is $329 per person.
That's
for a day trip.
Value.
It is a very good value indeed. And for that price, you get the return flights from Belfast International to Prague. You have the coach transfers in the host city, and you have the services of a Travel Solutions tour manager. And to be honest with you, you will need them, because we sort of shuffle them all around and make sure they're in the right place for the right time, because sometimes people get a little bit overzealous when they're having a few drinks, what have you, so that we could sort of get lost or such, or miss out in the match. So we're there to make sure that you get to the right.
Because you don't get all that long there, really, do you?
No, not really. Yeah. Not
you're
really.
In early morning.
You're in early morning, but you get 3 or 4 hours in the city, and then you're out to the game. And then from the game, you're back to the airport for the flight home.
Yeah, well, there's that historic area in Prague, of course, all around the cathedrals
and museums.
That famous square.
You have indeed. Although a lot of the football fans are not really going around those sort of areas in this particular day. But if you go around any Irish pubs, you will find them all there.
Yeah, I bet you will. But of course, the good deal is that you can always bring the other half who mightn't want to go to the games.
That is true. Actually, on the Euro one, we had a two-night trip, and we put this together for the gentleman that wasn't allowed to go unless the wife got going for a weekend
it
was a fair trade-off.
Yeah, you know, there's always rules and regulations that have to be signed on occasions to be allowed to go to things like that. Isn't that true?
Yes, indeed.
How much are we talking about again?
We're looking at 329 on that particular trip. Now, we depart in the morning at approximately 8 o'clock. Timings are still subject to change at the moment. And then that night, departing from Prague about 23:30, back the early hours of the Monday morning. But the timings will be confirmed to you.
And is that out of the city or the international?
No, the international airport,
so
yes.
All very doable.
Very doable indeed, yes.
I love the idea that you get someone there to help and sort it.
Very much so. As I say, on the last one, in each of the trips, there was a minimum of six of us to make sure, because we were dealing with a lot of people, so we had to ensure somebody was there when the coaches arrived and make sure they were there at the airport. Because getting through an airport with such a large number of people can get lost.
Okay, just reminding listeners again, departing on the 4th of September, flight out of
that first one was the 4th of September, exactly at 329. There is another one there, if you notice, just down the bottom there. If you're not able to go on that one, on the 11th of October, which is a Tuesday, we have the Germany versus Northern Ireland match, and that's again from Belfast International into Hanover. Coach transfers are included in the price. Once again, services of a travel services tour manager, and the price is 289, slightly cheaper on that one, so it is
very
on
good.
The October one.
Yeah, And what routing is that taking?
And that's from Belfast International into Hanover.
Direct?
Yes, direct from Belfast.
Wow, fantastic.
Yes, coming back again, out early in the morning, and again back the early hours of the Wednesday morning. Time and still haven't been confirmed, but we will know very shortly. Can I just say, match tickets will be available from the Irish FA closer to the fixture date, so it does not include the match ticket at this moment in time. Full payment is made at the time of booking, so come on the Green and White Army.
Good enough. Well, good stuff. And full details on the Travel Solutions website.
Exactly.
Robert, thanks for joining us on this week's Travel Talk.
Q Radio's Travel Talk with Travel Solutions, your number one destination for great service and great value.